from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today, friends. It is Wednesday, January 27th. We got a great show for you today. Kevin Vost coming up here very soon, the author of over 20 books, including Memorize the Faith and How to Think Like Aquinas. He's got a new book out called Aquinas on the Four Last Things. He has forgotten more about St. Thomas Aquinas than I think I will ever know, and really looking forward to talking to Kevin Vost back on the show. We're going to spend some good time on St. Thomas Aquinas in the first half hour today. Bo Bonner on with your Catholic Truth and Beauty segment today here in the second half hour. Pope Francis with a stern warning on Holocaust Remembrance Day. These things can happen again, he says, warning the world. We're going to have everything of what the Holy Father had to say on that coming up just in a little bit. Mark Amadeo will have your news, weather, and sports. That weather, always straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, and we'll have your Saint of the Day traffic report with Jimmy as well. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, the back's a little sore.
How much Advil do you need sent over there, Mr. Leonetti?
A bottle. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You know, speaking of dinosaurs who refuse to get their snowblower either fixed or even have one, a guy at work bought one the night before the storm. The last one
was for him.
And he's never had one, ever. He's always had boys, and of course those guys are all graduated and on their own, and he decided to break down on the evening of the storm. And I thought of you. I says, yeah, here's a guy who has a snowblower, refuses to get it, you know, serviced or fixed, and you're out there with shovels. How many did you break yesterday shoveling that foot of snow in Urbandale?
Well, I'll tell you, I did it in kind of phases, and it was, the first 5 inches, and then you'd go to the second, six inches down, but it was not a heavy snow, which is interesting. It was more of a lighter, fluffier snow, so it wasn't terrible.
Yes, that is true. It wasn't the wet snow that we had, I think, 10 days before on that blizzard Friday that turned into be nothing, really. They canceled school and everything about a week ago. But, yeah, you're right. It was a very light snow. But it was a powerful storm, caused a lot of problems. And, John, I just saw a segment on one of the TV stations about digging out your fire hydrant if you have one on your property. That helps. It's not the city's job. It's everybody's job. That keeps your neighborhood safe. If there's ever a fire, they can get right to it. So dig out your fire hydrant. I can't believe your dad never told you that.
I never knew it. We never really lived around. We never had one on our property. I mean, we lived around them, but we never had one on our property. And I don't have one on mine. But ours was already dug out when I went to kind of hunt down if I was going to do that or not. And yes, it was already done. So a lot of snowblowers listening to a lot of shovels hit the pavement yesterday. But hopefully everyone was safe. I know there was quite a few accidents. Honestly, I was reading. I forgot where I was reading this, but it was saying that there were quite a few responses that people needed. So hopefully people stayed safe.
Yeah, that was more Monday evening and a little bit yesterday with the accidents. I know snowplows were being rear-ended on the interstate, which I find hard to believe. People going way too fast. And but I want hats off to the street crews. I mean, I tell you, the snow plowing was tremendous when we came home yesterday. It was top notch. And then, of course, you got the garbage men out there. And that's another deal. If you have your garbage can, don't put it in the curb and dig out a spot for it. They want your garbage cans in the entrance to your driveway. That's what they would like them. So,
yes, sir.
Little tip there.
Just you know it all. That. You got it all.
Well, you keep seeing this stuff. It's like, I never thought of that. I never thought of that, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
All right. So how much more you got left to clean out in your at the Leonetti estate?
We're good. We're good to go. I think, you know, besides the 5 inches of snow that the snow plows leave, you know, we live on a corner. So when they turn the corner, it kind of acts as a wall to get out to the street from the driveway. So you got to dig that out every 5 hours. But besides that, we're good.
The benefit of living on a corner house.
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. All right, my friend, the Advil's on its way.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, let's get right to it from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios as we all continue to dig out. Cloudy skies right now, 13 degrees, a north-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature, a very chilly 3 degrees. And tonight, or today, we will see cloudy skies in the morning. We could see a light snow mainly south Des Moines. So if you're heading towards Kansas City, they're under a winter storm watch down in the Missouri area. We could see some of that snow itching or creeping its way into central Iowa. We might see an inch of snow accumulation, but that'll just be this morning. Today's high 22 degrees. This afternoon, partly sunny, northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. So this morning might be a little snow flurry on your commute. Tonight will be mostly clear and very cold. Overnight low at 0 degrees. We could see wind chills down to 10 below overnight with a northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tomorrow will start out cold on your Thursday, but it'll be dry. Partly cloudy and dry, high of 25 degrees. And on Friday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 33 degrees. On Saturday, we could see a rain-snow mix. It'll be warm enough for rain, a high of 38 degrees. It'll turn to snow Saturday night and into Sunday morning, Sunday's high of 33 degrees. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds planned to provide $5,000 state scholarships to cover private school or homeschooling expenses is being debated right now in the Iowa Senate this week. The plan would stop administrators in 5 school districts with voluntary diversity plans from denying open enrollment transfers out of those districts. Now, one of Governor Reynolds' policy advisors said yesterday, quote, "We're empowering parents with the ability to choose what's best for their children. This is about giving parents the ability to choose what they feel works for their child, putting parents in the driver's seat, and giving parent options," unquote. Now, the new state scholarships would be available for students living in 34 Iowa public school districts with the lowest student test scores and lowest high school graduation rates. An Iowa Senate committee is debating this plan. The expectation is the full Senate will vote on it as soon as tomorrow. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, there was no high school girls or boys basketball games. Ankeny and Dowling's game has been postponed to tomorrow night, so we'll have that game on Iowa Catholic Radio. Last night, men's college basketball. Well, for the first time in about 16 days, the Drake men got to play, and the Drake Bulldogs were on the road at Missouri State. The Bulldogs trailed by 17 points in the second half and rallied to defeat Missouri State 68-61 down in Springfield, Missouri. Bulldogs continue their undefeated string. They're 14-0 on the season. Missouri State falls to 9-2, and the two teams meet again tonight on back-to-back nights as this series was rescheduled. Drake at Missouri State tonight. Tip-off at 8 o'clock. It'll be televised on ESPN+. Tonight, women's college basketball right here in Des Moines. Northern Iowa comes to town. They take on the Drake women, and they'll tip off at 6 o'clock at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. That game will also be televised on ESPN+. Today's Dowling Catholic High School sports calendar has girls and boys bowling, and the matches will be held at Merle Hay and Game Day Lanes. In Des Moines, the Dowling girls bowling team will take on Urbandale at 11 o'clock. That'll be followed by the boys' matches at 2 o'clock. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ankeny at Dowling on a special Thursday night edition. That's been rescheduled from last night. Pre-game tomorrow from the Dowling Gym, 4:45. The girls will tip it off at 5, the boys to follow. So join us tomorrow night. Ankeny at Dowling, high school girls and boys basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 13 degrees as we continue to dig out. North-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 3 degrees. Today we'll see light snow this morning, mainly south of Des Moines. We could see it up to about an inch in some spots. High of 22 degrees. It'll become partly cloudy this afternoon. We'll have northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio. News, weather, and sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We do have an issue on I-35 there at the Merle Hay entrance ramp that has the shoulder block, so you want to use caution in that area right there. No word if it's the east or westbound going in, but again, just kind of keep an eye on that area. Otherwise, things looking good for you as you're making that drive in. 235, no big issues this morning. What a difference 24 hours makes. Running 7 minutes heading into downtown from both the east and west mixer. That is traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
That is true, Jimmy. What a difference 24 hours makes. Pope Francis said today he was commemorating the Holocaust, and he says it means to be aware that these things can't happen again. He says, speaking at the end of his general audience address, the Pope noted today, January 27th, the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. He said, quote, "We commemorate the victims of the Holocaust and all those persecuted and deported by the Nazi regime. To remember is an expression of humanity. Remembrance is a sign of civilization. To remember is a condition for a better future of peace and fraternity." He said, remembrance also means being careful because these things can happen again, starting with ideological proposals that are intended to save a people and end up destroying a people and humanity. He said, be aware of how this road of death, extermination, and brutality began. He also continued in his cycle of catechesis on prayer, which he began in May and resumed in October following 9 addresses on healing the world after the pandemic. He dedicated Wednesday's general audience address, held in the library of the Apostolic Palace, still due to the coronavirus restrictions, to the prayerful reading of the Bible. Now, if you remember, friends, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, he spent an entire year on the catechesis of prayer, and it was beautiful. I have read every single one of those Wednesday audience addresses, and as you can tell, you know, I do these Wednesday general audience addresses every Wednesday. They're important to me, and I really enjoy reading them just in general. I have been to several of them. I've talked to you about that before when I've been to Rome and take a group there. But I just enjoy them because they're short and they're always kind of punchy to the point and certainly a message from the Holy Father, Peter, to the world. He says, quote, in reading the Bible, "The words of sacred scripture were not written to remain imprisoned on parchment or paper, but to be received by a person who prays, making them blossom in his or her heart." Said, although a particular Bible verse was set down centuries ago, we should remember that it was also written for us. This is written, friends, for you and me. Says, this experience happens to all believers. A passage from the scripture, heard many times already, unexpectedly speaks to me one day and enlightens a situation that I'm living. He says, but it is necessary that I, that day, be present for that appointment with that word, be there listening to the word. Now, friends, is your Bible accumulating dust on a bookshelf right now? So if I was to ask you, where is your Bible, where would your Bible be? Mine's on our little quasi-nightstand in our family room right now. But I can all too easily admit that there have been times where it's been on the bookshelf, underneath a stack of books on the bookshelf. You know, I in no way, shape, or form read the Bible as much as I should. I know I need to read it a lot more. I will tell you that we have, and we've been enjoying this tremendously, the new Word on Fire 4 Gospels. If you have not gotten that yet, I thought it was a full Bible until I started digging and reading into it. It's, you know, pretty inexpensive online. You can get kind of a package deal as well. We did that just as a way to kind of evangelize and give them out as gifts. And they're paperback. They're not that expensive when you kind of bundle them all together. But they have been tremendous. I have really, really enjoyed them. And it's a good way to be able to read the Gospels every Sunday. We do this with our family most Sundays to be able to read the Gospels and prepare. There's always then a little bit of a reflection, of course, from Bishop Barron or someone else on his team. But they've been good. And the Holy Father, this Wednesday, today, challenging each and every one of us to do just that. Read and reflect on the Bible. Don't allow it just to collect dust. All right, coming up right after this, Kevin Vost is going to be on, back on the show, author of over 20 books. He's got a new book out called Aquinas on the Four Last Things. Looking forward to talking to Kevin Vost right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of this Wednesday. And thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Customer satisfaction, of course, that always comes first. Whether it be plumbing, heating, air conditioning services, over 20 years, Golden Rule. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thanks again for underwriting the show. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at CindySchulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Blessed Mother International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mother International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmotherinternational.org. That's blessedmotherinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, connecting listeners to Christ.
Because of you, I know God better. Nothing that we will ever do in our lives is more important than helping somebody know God better.
Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people with Christ.
You can give at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Joining me, friends, John Leonetti in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Bo Bonner coming up with your Catholic Truth and Beauty segment here in the second half hour. We're going to talk about what the church means when she talks about the common good, why that is a phrase that every Catholic should get to know. We'll have that for you coming up in about 7:45 today. Let's go to our next guest, author of over 20 books, including Memorize the Faith, one of my favorites, and How to Think Like Aquinas, Dr. Kevin Vost, back on the show. Hey, doctor.
Good morning, John. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Now, listen, man, you retired a few years ago, and you haven't been on the show for a while. What have you been doing?
Well, believe it or not, it's been almost 5 years now that I retired from my full-time work, but I have been writing a lot of books. So we should have plenty to talk about in the future.
Well, you've got, I know, over 20 books. Is that still where we're at right now?
This one, Aquinas on the Four Last Things, is number 21.
21 books. My goodness.
It's another story, but three more are in the pike right now, I'll say.
Why Aquinas? Why have you really kind of concentrated a heavy amount of work on writing about this saint?
Well, mainly because it was the stirrings of the Holy Spirit and the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas that cured me of 25 years of atheism. So I have a real affinity for Thomas, for the power and the beauty of his work, to speak to people, even people like who I was, who kind of discounted faith and said, oh, I'm only going to follow reason. Today people might say, oh, I'm only going to follow science, the facts. Well, Thomas can speak to people based purely on facts, and open their hearts to the reality of God. I mean, he did that to me, so I have a very special affinity for all the writings of St. Thomas.
Remind our listeners, what drew you to actually open a book on St. Thomas Aquinas when you are an atheist in the first place?
Yeah, while I was an atheist, you know, I did respect some of the best ancient philosophy, people like Aristotle and the Stoics, that they did believe in natural law, which the church also embraces. So through studying them, I came across a course on natural law that was taught by a Catholic priest. It was a recorded course. And through the recommended reading, it led me to read St. Thomas Aquinas for the first time in my early 40s, though I was raised Catholic. You know, I just never read him. And then it just astounded me because the arguments I read from the atheists that pulled me from the church, I found that Thomas answered them magnificently, you know, over 700 years ago, and I just didn't know it.
What was the best argument?
Well, one of the arguments, one of the most important arguments was the idea that God was self-contradictory. You know, people would say, well, how can God be all-powerful and all-knowing? If he knows what he's going to do tomorrow, then he doesn't have any power to do anything different, right? I thought, well, that's a hard one to answer. Well, then Thomas writes about the eternity of God, how you and I have a yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but God is completely actualized eternally at all times. So past, present, future, it's all there for him eternally. So he doesn't have any tomorrow. It's all present to him. And then Thomas gives an analogy. Let's say we're walking to some town across over a hilly road. We're not going to see the town maybe till we reach the last hill. We don't know who's there before us, who came after us. But a person from a perspective high in the sky, they see that final town at the end, and they see everyone along the way the whole time. So he says, this is just a simple example to help us understand God's eternity.
This is, you know, and you said 25 years as an atheist, but you weren't, you know, there's kind of a, I kind of compartmentalize atheists, you know, because there's this kind of new atheism that's out there that's kind of, you know, looking for blood. They're not, and I use that as an analogy, but they're not out there really kind of reading Aquinas or some of the ancient philosophers. They're making quippy, punchy arguments, you know, that they found in, you know, Richard Dawkins books or things like that. And you were kind of a different breed, if you will.
Yeah, I did become an atheist, I think, before there were the new atheists, because I'm almost 60 years old now. So some of the earlier atheists, but for me, it was an intellectual thing. All those years, I wished I could believe in God, but I did not think in good conscience that I could. So it was an intellectual thing, and I always told people, I was raised in the Catholic Church, so I knew there was so much good there, but I never attacked it. You know, I never tried to dissuade people from it. I just thought, I can't honestly believe it, until I read what had been in our Catholic tradition for hundreds and hundreds of years that answered all those questions, you know, and thanks be to God, I was able to embrace it. You know, would that so many modern atheists did truly take the time to read people like St. Thomas Aquinas, they might see how vacuous and how empty some of these arguments of the new atheists, or actually all of them, how vacuous they are.
You have written a lot about Thomas, and what I like about how you write, Doctor, is you write in a way that John Leonetti can understand. You know, it took a while for me. It wasn't really until my master's in moral theology that forced me to sit down and really read the actual writings of St. Thomas Aquinas and to reread them and write papers on them. And that was a struggle for me. It was a big stretch because I was used to reading commentators. And that's why I like you. You're kind of that bridge, especially for Aquinas with a lot of your books. And you've done it again with another one, Aquinas on the Four Last Things. For those that don't know what the four last things are, what are they?
Death, judgment, heaven, and hell.
There we go. Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. So how does St. Thomas, we'll just go with question number one here right away, compare the state of our souls after death, and he does so to a hot air balloon?
Yeah, this is one of the things I love about Thomas, where he's taking that abstract material and making it concrete. Well, you know, first he's laying the background. Where does the idea of heaven and hell and purgatory, where are they in Scripture? What has the church taught about them? And then he kind of concludes with, let's put this in real simple language. And here I'm going to read a bit. Objects lighter than air, like a hot air balloon, will immediately rise, while heavier bodies will immediately fall unless some obstacle impedes their path. Well, we know that. He said that a soul that is free from all debt of sin, no mortal, no venial, will rise immediately to heaven, and a soul mired in mortal sin will descend into hell. But he said an obstacle that can prevent a soul free of mortal sin from rising to heaven immediately is the debt of venial sin. And he says, quote, for which the soul's flight must be delayed until the soul is first of all cleansed. So I like to think of those movies where people are in a hot air balloon, you know, is starting to lose air, so they start throwing stuff off of the sides, you know, to lighten them to rise. Sure. So in a sense, he's saying the debt for these venial sins that we've committed, those are like that excess baggage that we have to get rid of. And God has presented that mechanism by purgatory. That's where we're totally cleansed. Our balloon is set free. So everyone who does make it to purgatory will someday rise to heaven.
Where did he draw his understanding of purgatory from?
Well, yeah, he's drawing it from several biblical verses. You know, first and foremost, the book of Maccabees, other books of the New Testament talk about this. Saint Paul talks about a place where the stubble and hay, you know, will be burned away from our soul. So it has a lot of scriptural basis there. Revelation, you know, that tells us that no unclean thing shall enter heaven. So he gives all kinds of background argument, you know, from scripture and from the church fathers that shows just how purgatory makes so much sense and how it really befits God's justice, you know, that nothing clean will enter heaven, but even if we die with some minor stains on our souls, he's given us a way to reach there, to get there ultimately through the great gift of purgatory.
When we do make it to heaven, he had something to say of what the glorified body, what qualities the glorified body were actually going to have. What were they?
Yes, and again, Thomas starts with St. Paul. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verses 42 to 44, if anyone wants to look up. It all kind of builds from there. The first part just says, you know, the body, what is sown perishable is raised imperishable. And that gives the world to this what's called impassibility. Our glorified bodies, when our souls are reunited after the second coming, will be unable to suffer. Our bodies will not decompose or deteriorate, and we'll have the triumph of the soul over the body. In other words, like if you think now, sometimes it's hard to get to make ourselves do what we want. You know, like we want to resist that jelly donut in our mind and our will, but our passions, our body says, "No, give me that donut." When we're impassible, the soul controls. We no longer have those conflicts. Another is subtlety, the power to penetrate, to move through objects. A third is agility, or ease and promptness of movement. Like wherever we desire to go, we'll be able to move at lightning speed. Our bodies will, you know, totally control our commands, like a pro athlete does, you know, for his specialty sport. And a fourth is clarity. It's like a glowing beauty and brilliance. Thomas says that our bodies will glow, and there's actually a scientific phenomenon of bioluminescence. You know, like certain animals that can generate their own light, like ones that live at the bottom of the sea. And scientists have actually said that all living creatures, even humans, we actually do produce some light even now through chemical reactions in our body. But Thomas says our glorified bodies, it will be there for all to see. It'll be a glorious, beautiful glow.
That's beautiful. I have never heard that before. Glorious, beautiful glow. Will we be able to talk to each other like we are right now? What does Thomas say on that?
Yes, he says we'll have all of our faculties and capacities. When we die, our souls are separated from our bodies. But when our souls are reunited to our bodies, we will possess all of our powers. We'll have our senses, but they will be all perfected. He said, so we'll be able to see far better than we ever did. And so, yeah, what we see will be even more beautiful because the universe itself will be perfected. Yeah, we'll be there amongst the communion of the saints. We'll be able to talk to each other as we are here did on earth. We'll also be able to talk to each other whoever lived throughout history. So it's a beautiful thing to think about.
You're telling me my left eye is going to have perfect vision now?
Yes, better than even your right eye, if it's pretty good right now.
Okay, beatific vision of God. What does St. Thomas Aquinas have to say on that? First and foremost, what is the beatific vision?
Well, you know, according to Thomas, in you know the church teaching, this is our final reward there. We're actually able to see God in his essence, and that's going to fulfill every desire. You know, Augustine said, we're restless until our hearts rest in you. And here's one way Thomas explains it. Everything that we love here on earth, everything's beautiful. Oh, look at that mountain range. Look at the stars in heaven. Oh, look at that cute little puppy or that little baby. He said, all those things in some small way mirror the goodness and beauty of God himself. But in God himself, it's all there. Every one of those perfections is there in a simple way. So when we look at God in heaven, we are experiencing all the beauty we could possibly imagine on earth. Plus, Thomas says, when we see God in heaven, when we look at anything in heaven, it will more perfectly reflect God. So we'll see those beautiful things, you know, is even more beautiful than we ever experienced them on earth. So just been an awesome thing to think about.
There's a special day coming up here in the life of the church. It happens to be tomorrow. What would that day be?
If I recall correctly, that is the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas himself, the patron saint of scholars and the common doctor or teacher of the Catholic Church.
Now, have you taken him on as kind of a personal patron?
Yes, I have. Thomas has had such a special meaning in my life that, I have. He is absolutely one of my favorite saints, but as he himself recommends, we should pray to and love a great variety of saints to honor as many as we can.
Yes, he does. Friends, you can find the book at sophiainstitute.com. I have found Dr. Kevin here to just have a lot, just opening up the fire hose when it comes to St. Thomas Aquinas and really teaching. You got a teacher's heart, doctor, and you do a great job with that. Friends, pick up this book and many of his others, Aquinas on the Four Last Things, sophiainstitute.com. You can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it there, they will order it for you. Dr. Kevin Vos, thanks for coming on, doctor. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, John. God bless.
You as well. All right, coming up, second half hour, Bo Bonner is going to be on the show. We're going to talk about what the church means when she talks about the common good, a phrase that every Catholic should know, but not just a phrase. We should know really kind of what's behind it and when it really originated, why it's important for us as Catholics to keep in the back of our minds at all times. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Wednesday, January 27th. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. A friend of mine, met him a while ago on the basketball court, and then he came on here on board at Iowa Catholic Radio to support the work that we continue to do. We appreciate you, Dean. Residential Reroofs, 963-4494. Residential Reroofs, that's 963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables, and in the course of his instruction he said to them, "Hear this, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus uses this parable to help the hearers understand the reality of people's varying reception of the gospel. It's not as simple as some accepting it and the others rejecting it. There are many ways by which it's accepted or rejected, and even the consequences thereof. Notice that regardless of how someone receives or doesn't receive the gospel, it's always the same good news about God's love for us.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
No man is an island we can be found. No man is an island that you can't
die. Thanks for joining me today, friend. John Linetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Bo Bonner coming up here soon. We're going to talk to him about the common good and why this is a phrase that every Catholic should get to know. What is the common good? Again, why we should all understand what it is. Wednesday, January 27th. It is Holocaust Memorial Day today. Remembrance Day, excuse me, when we will remember those that died in such tragic case. And the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has talked about that for his Wednesday general audience address, and really warning the world that things like this can happen again, and which is why we remember and why we honor those who died. And we pray for them and their family members and the generations of suffering that has happened because of the Holocaust today in our morning offering as we offer our day to Almighty God. Deacon Tony.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
All right, sounds like we're done. Done with the snow.
Sure, if you want to believe that.
Maybe until
while.
Next week.
Maybe until the weekend, Sunday morning. Get ready. Yeah.
Well, I'll be gone. I'll be in Oregon, flying into Portland on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be doing a parish mission out there.
So the remote Leonetti is back, huh?
He is back and ready to go. So we'll be on bright and early Monday morning in just outside of Portland.
Okay. Well, travel safe, my friend. Just so you know, we may see some snow Saturday night next into Sunday morning. They're saying it's going to be that wet snow, but if the temperature gets colder, we may see more snow than wet snow, if you know what I mean. So,
well,
FYI.
It's not a we. It'll be a you are going to be seeing that. I'll see probably around 40 degrees, but
yeah.
Doesn't sound like there's going to be much snow out where I'll be.
Probably not, but what a perfect time to leave. And so you got dug out yesterday, got a foot of snow. You did it a layer at a time, like got the first 6 inches, took a breath, and got the next 6 inches and moved on. Is that kind of how it went?
That's the way I roll.
Good grief. I could just see that. All right.
I'll be glad to take
your snowblower in and get it in the shop to get in the hunt to get it fixed if you'd like, sir.
Well, I was thinking, you know how you borrowed my golf clubs for 6 months. Maybe I could borrow your snowblower for the next 6 months. I think that would be a nice trade there.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know how to respond to that. I'm offering to pick up your snowblower and get it serviced. I'm offering to take care of that. How about that?
I'll take that. I like
that. All right. All right, we'll have to talk about that. But gee, Manny, who knows? We got a whole month, the rest of this month, and all of February, John, and a little bit of March. You could get these big storms. And now they're just not 2 or 3 inches. It's 6 to 8, 8 to 10, almost a foot of snow with these storms.
Yeah, you know, a couple years ago, I hired a guy because I'm normally gone January, February, March. And I mean gone during those months. So I hired a guy to be able to take care of that for my lovely bride. So she didn't have to do that. But, of course, with me being home most of January, February, and March, we kind of put that one away and got the snowblower. So, of course, it doesn't work, but, at least it's sitting in the garage taking up space.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll see what I can do about that. I'll make a call or two, get that arranged. All right, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Well, as we continue to dig out right now from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios, cloudy skies, 13 degrees, as we dig out from a foot of snow basically here in central Iowa. North-northeast wind this morning at 7 miles per hour, making that feels like temperature at 3 degrees. And a reminder, if you are digging out your driveways and sidewalks, get those fire hydrants dug out for those fire folks because they're not required to do that, but they're out doing it and they need your help. So dig out those fire hydrants. That'll help out the neighborhood. Today it'll be cloudy with light snow possible this morning, mainly south of Des Moines, but we could see about an inch of snow inching its way to central Iowa. Today's high 22 degrees. The good news is this afternoon will be partly sunny. We'll have northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a very cold night. Mostly clear, overnight low of 0 degrees. Feels like temperatures will be down to 5 to 10 below overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry for your Thursday, a high of 25 degrees. More of the same on Friday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 33 degrees. And on Saturday, well, we'll see a rain-snow mix throughout the day, and then towards evening we'll see snow, high of 38 degrees for your Saturday with all the rain and snow. And on Sunday, snow early, a high of 33 degrees. Right now they're saying they're not saying anything about accumulation with the storm coming through. In the news on this Wednesday morning, well, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds plans to provide $5,000 state scholarships to cover private school or homeschooling expenses is being debated right now in the Iowa Senate this week. The plan would also stop administrators in five school districts here in the state of Iowa with voluntary diversity plans from denying open enrollment transfers out of those districts. Now, one of Governor Reynolds' policy advisors said earlier this week, quote, "We're empowering parents with the ability to choose what's best for their children. This is about giving parents the ability to choose what they feel works best for their child, putting parents in the driver's seat and giving parent options," unquote. Now, the new state scholarships will be available for students living in 34 Iowa public school districts with the lowest student test scores and lowest high school graduation rates. The Iowa Senate committee is debating this plan this week. The expectation is the full Senate will vote on it as soon as tomorrow. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Well, after a 16-day layoff, the men's college basketball last night, the Drake men were on the road and playing again. They defeated Missouri State 68-61 down in Springfield, Missouri. Bulldogs record now 14-0. Drake overcame a 17-point second-half deficit, and they only committed five turnovers in the contest. The two teams will meet again tonight in Springfield, Missouri. They'll tip off at 8 o'clock. Again, this is a rescheduled series for Drake, as they've been out for 16 days due to the COVID-19 protocols. Tonight, women's college basketball right here in Des Moines. The Drake Bulldogs hosting Northern Iowa. They'll tip it off at 6 o'clock at the Knapp Center in Des Moines, and the game will be televised on ESPN+. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys bowling. The matches will be held at Merle Hay and Game Day Lanes in Des Moines out at Merle Hay Mall, and it'll be Dowling taking on Urbandale. The girls' matches get underway at 11 o'clock, and the boys' matches at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Our next high school basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio is tomorrow night, and it'll be the rescheduled game from last night, Ankeny at Dowling. Our pregame will begin at 4:45 tomorrow afternoon. The girls will tip it off at 5, the boys to follow around 6:45. Join me, Steve DeVinny, and Mike Swain for the call from the Dowling Gym tomorrow night on Iowa Catholic Radio as Ankeny is at Dowling. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently cloudy skies, 13 degrees, north-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature at 3 degrees. Today, it'll be a chance of light snow with cloudy skies this morning. The snow chance is mainly south of Des Moines, but we could see about an inch here in central Iowa possible. A high today of 22 degrees will become partly cloudy this afternoon with northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things looking good for us as we are accident-free. No major delays to pass along. 235, business as usual from the east and west. Make sure into downtown running 7 minutes in both directions. That is traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, she lost her sight on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, but continued on anyway. On her way home, her sight was restored in the same spot where she lost it. Today, we celebrate St. Angela Merici. Today was an Italian woman who was told early in her life she would found a religious order. She joined the secular Franciscans and lived a life of extreme poverty. In her hometown, she was struck by how few of the children knew the basic truths of the faith. She took it upon herself to regularly instruct children, particularly those whose parents were themselves too ignorant to teach at home. When she moved to a larger city, Angela recruited 12 women to join her in her work of teaching unschooled and uncatechized youth. These women and those who joined them became the Order of St. Ursula, better known as the Ursuline Sisters. They were the first ever to teach, teaching order established in the Catholic Church. We ask today St. Angela Merici to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. Experience in wills and estate planning, 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. Bill Bonner, right after this, what's the uncommon good and why is this a phrase? Excuse me, what is the common good? His show's The Uncommon Good. Why is this phrase, the common good, something that every Catholic should know and get to know? We'll have that for you right after this. John Lee, 90 in the morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Doc and his team since 2001, helping the children and families in Limpopo, South Africa. We appreciate you and what you do to serve those in need. Thanks for underwriting this show. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, January 27th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Celebrating a birthday today is Monsignor Steve Orr. Monsignor Orr is among our retired priests. Happy birthday. Next week is Catholic Schools Week, and there are many reasons for parents to consider choosing a Catholic school. Here in the Diocese of Des Moines, our schools provide a caring, creative, and quality learning environment for students in pre-K through 12th grade. Class sizes are small, but subjects taught are big. Our diocesan Catholic schools offer early childhood education, STEM education, fine arts, language immersion, and diverse learner support. According to the National Catholic Educational Association, Catholic school students consistently outperform public and other private school students on standardized tests. If you're interested in learning more, you're invited to contact any one of our 16 schools to schedule a personal tour or virtual visit. Learn more at dmdiocese.org/visit. Emmaus House is offering a new retreat on self-care and active love and renewal. After a challenging 2020, this year may seem like a continuation of stress and heartache. Join Emmaus House virtually February 5th and 6th for this workshop with spiritual director Victoria Glow. Learn more at theemmaushouse.org and click on events. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com.
He's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, growing like a lion. God's not dead.
Neil DeCamp Construction. Not going along with the crowd? We'll help you stand out in the crowd. Builder Ken Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Builder Ken Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
The Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to thank Five Sons Naturescapes, Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you and what you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio to keep us on the air. You're a part of that. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, 493-1060. That's FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Let's go to our last guest of the day. Bo Bonner joins me for the Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Hello, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you? Yeah.
I'm doing fine this morning, my friend. All right, let's talk about the common good. Your show, of course, is a play on that. But the common good, it is two words, a phrase, really, in the Catholic faith that, you know, everyone, I think, should know. What's at the heart of the church's understanding of the common good?
Well, John, there's a way, of course, that the phrase just means what it simply says, the goods that we have in common. But as a phrase in Catholic social teaching, it's important to make the sort of distinction between how we might hear that term when we first hear it and what's actually being spoken of. So there's a way in which I think sometimes people hear the common good and think it's something like the collective good versus individual good. So I have individual goods, things that I want in my life to, in order to, you know, go about having a good life, making me happy as I see it. But then there's things that, of course, society needs, right? And so since society is larger or composed of more people, I have to submit my individual good to this greater collective good. But that's what we'd call utilitarianism or collectivism. There's all sorts of ways in which you can talk about this technically. That's where this idea that you have to sort of measure in a sort of calculus about who has the most goods and which ones do we need to do. And this is not what the church teaches. The common good is actually an individual good as well. It is a good you yourself pursue. It is a good for you. But like the church likes to point out, it is a good that only can be given to you if it is held in common. The easiest one to think of course, is love. You can't have love by yourself. It's good for you to love yourself. That's true. But the highest forms, that agape love or the caritas, the theological understanding of love, can only be had in common. If you don't have it in common, you don't have it at all. And so the common goods are the goods that are the best thing for the individual, but can only be had in common with others. And so love is an obvious one, but then you think of things like political unity, for instance. You can't have justice unless you have it in common. So political, yeah, that's right, good one. But I even mean in a sort of very basic way, right? Like after the Civil War was done, right, you can't have a union of states if one is in disunion. You can't have justice unless there's an overall commitment to it. There's no individual justice, individual love, individual language that can be enjoined to an individual except really in common. And that is the common good and why it is so important.
Here's why I think we have to understand it is because I think we can get to a place, and I've heard this, I've been guilty of it as well, saying, okay, I got to take care of myself and I got to take care of my family. And we just kind of turn inward on ourselves here on this. But the church says there's more to it than that. Of course, that's true. But we also, you know, bear or share a sense of social responsibility for the world, for society. It's easy for us sometimes just to write it out and then point our fingers at it and say, oh, look at the big, bad, evil world out there and all those people in it, rather than say, what is my part in being able to help to change that?
Yeah, no, and a good way to point this out, John, is while it's true in Catholic social teaching, you hear multiple times that the family is the most basic social unit of society, meaning that in the church's imagination, we don't think of a cascade of individuals. We think of families working together. But a family is an imperfect society, not meaning that it's bad, but that it can't be complete on its own. You can't have just your family and be a society. A society must be an interwoven family of families. And not just nuclear families. It's like you said, expanded families, uncles, aunts, friends, adopted, natural. We're not trying to get into sort of natalism or anything like that. It's just to say exactly what you pointed out. There is no family without a family of families. And even if you are sort of a retiring type of person who lives alone, even there, you are within a family of families. You don't get food or electricity or knowledge or language unless it's in common with others. Even a hermit living in the country is still part of a family of families that shares in common goods. If you speak language, you are part of a common good held together by a family of families, because not only were you taught it, and not only do you need someone to understand it if you spoke it, it is a history given, paid forward every time that it's spoken, and can only be had in common. And that's, like you said, John, at the most basic level of who we are, we can't understand the goods we prize most highly unless we understand them in common as a family of families, and not just on our own, or even just our family and us against the world.
You're a philosopher, man. You give the 30,000-foot approach, and I think that's important. Of course, you know, it kind of hit the ground running is also important from that, but we got to have the vision first, and you always lay that out for us every Wednesday. Bo Bonner, everyone, what are you going to be talking about on the show today?
We're going to be talking about the heresy of Pelagianism, the idea that you can save yourself by making the right choices, and how that obscures how we understand medicine and politics. So, you know, just easy topics for a Wednesday.
There you go. That sounds good to me. 10 o'clock in the morning, friends. You can always check out The Uncommon Good. Go to iowacatholicradio.com. They've got all of them podcasted there for you. You can binge listen to those. Maybe you got a longer drive. It's a great show. Bo Bonner, talk to you soon, brother.
God bless. Thanks, John.
All right, that puts this show in the books today here on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. We'll be back on, hopefully live, from the Mercy One studio tomorrow. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us from evil, and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Linetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we reach.
John Leonetti in the morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Sons Naturescapes, and Blessman International.